Hey there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Children. Coming up, a train crash in India has killed 65 people. Brazil's footballers are set to play Tanzania and Zimbabwe. And frogs cause traffic chaos in Greece. First, at least 65 people have died and more than 200 have been injured after two trains collided in eastern India. The Calcutta-Mumbai passenger train went off the rails overnight in West Bengal. Rail officials are blaming anti-government rebels for deliberately damaging the track. Next to Pakistan, where 1 week after the authorities there blocked web users from accessing the video sharing site YouTube, they've made some of the site's material available again. But the crackdown on websites that are seen as offensive to the Islamic faith is still going on. Facebook is completely barred and hundreds of YouTube links are also off limits. Now, just last week, American Jordan Romero, who's 13 years old, became the youngest person to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Well, he's been talking about his amazing adventure. And what do you think was the first thing Jordan did when he reached the summit of the highest mountain in the world?
So I did call my mother, from the summit by satellite phone. And the first things I said to her, as soon as she said hello, was, "Mom, it's your son calling from the top of the world."
More news now, and the world's top FIFA-rated footy side, Brazil, has confirmed it'll play two friendly matches against Zimbabwe and Tanzania as part of its preparations for the World Cup. The Brazilian coach Dunga said the matches would be useful practice for the players. Dunga also praised the African teams for being brave enough to face Brazil.
"It's not every team that wants to play against Brazil. There are lots of situations, so we will play against an African team and we will play to get into our rhythm so we can start the competition well."
And in other footy news, one of Ghana's star players and Chelsea midfielder Michael Essien has been ruled out of the World Cup finals. Officials say the knee and ankle injuries he suffered playing for Ghana at the Africa Cup of Nations in January won't heal until the end of July. That could also rule him out of Chelsea's starting lineup for next season's defence of the Premier League title. And finally, frogs have been causing havoc on one of Greece's main motorways. Thousands of the creatures have hopped onto one of the country's highways outside Greece's second largest city, Thessaloniki. It seems the frogs left a nearby lake to look for food, and now the Greek authorities have had to close the road because drivers were skidding as they tried to avoid the tiny creatures. That's it from the World News for Children team. We're not back with you until Tuesday because Monday is a public holiday here in the UK. So until then, have a great weekend.